In It for the Kicks, back in my day.
Kiwi duo State of Mind consistently produce some of the highest quality drum and bass that constantly hits the top of the charts on all of the download sites worth their weight in gold. They are well known the world over, in part to a bit of a game-changing record they produced back in 2005. That track was called Sun King, and to say it became an anthem would be an understatement. Now, I remember in the summer of 2006, you could not go to a barbecue, a day at the beach, or simply walk down the road without hearing it blasting out of someone's car. A New Zealand electronic favourite indeed. For our very special Kickbacks edition, we invited Pat from State of Mind to the studio to give us the lowdown on the making of Sun King.
Okay, a little bit of background on Sun King. So I can pretty much remember how we wrote this, and it all came together in an afternoon. It was one of the quickest tunes we'd ever finished, and at the time we didn't really think it was going to do anything, or weren't sure that anyone would even like it. I just remember this was back when we were quite sample based, as in we would do a lot of sample hunting, and we started off in Real Groovy Records in Auckland, just trawling through some of the bargain record bins, which we do. We still do that to this day, but back then that was really the basis of our tunes. And I remember finding this kind of white label Bulgarian chanting that was from a Stoned Asia thing. Someone at us had already sampled it, but yeah, we ended up finding this record, and I played it to Stu, and he was like, yeah, I think we can work with that. So we went back to the studio, literally cut it, grabbed some beers, and it was a sunny day, and we were just taking turns inside, and one would be sitting outside drinking beer, and we literally just swapped seats for across 4 or 5 hours, and the tune was written, and one of the fastest tunes we've ever written. And as it turned out, it's probably the biggest tune we'll ever write, which is crazy. So I remember we gave it to Total Science, and at that stage both Stu and I had finished SAE and realised that we wanted to make music for a living, but we didn't come straight out into a studio job or anything. So we were both working part-time jobs, and I remember being in the liquor shop that I used to work in, and getting text messages from Total Science over in the UK or wherever they were on tour, telling us how many times Sun King had been rewound that night, or how many times it was getting played by everyone, and basically he was telling us that it was the biggest tune of the night. And it was sort of hard for us to gauge that was even really true, because it was on the opposite side of the world and we had never seen it happening. Then when the touring DJs started coming out and they were all playing it, and it would be a massive reaction in the clubs in New Zealand, and we were in amongst those crowds, people had no idea that we had written that tune. It was only then that we started to realise that, oh, okay, maybe this tune is going to be big. And yeah, that was a pretty amazing film. I remember when Klute came out and he played it and rewound it twice in Auckland, and that was when we were like, okay, this is real, this is actually happening. Man, that had a real cross-section of people who were playing it as well. I remember TB when he came out here, Groove Rider was playing it, we had the likes of Bailey, all of the guys who are on CIA, the guys like Digital, pretty much all of the guys who we used to look up to at that stage were playing that track, which was Marky was a big one, big supporter of that track as well. That's how we first sort of made contact with him when he started playing it. So once the reception had been going so well for it, Total Science decided that they would sign it for CIA, and they decided that they wanted to try and that we had a whole bunch of other tunes that they'd already penciled in for their label as well. So they said that they wanted to do a run of 3 12s called the State of Mind Experience, and that was our kind of one of our starting out things. And so the first 12 was Sun King, backed with I think Human Torch from memory. Second 12 was Real McCoy, which also ended up blowing up, and the third one was Paint the Walls Black. But yeah, the Sun King track was probably the one that got our profile going overseas, and it's still, when we go to a lot of parts of Eastern Europe, we can't leave without playing that. If we leave the show without playing that song, we'll probably never get invited back to some of those cities, and that's quite honestly truthful. Yeah, so that pretty much was the start of our career. Once that blew up, our first tours in Europe happened due to that, and it became a bit of a like cult classic over here in New Zealand, so our New Zealand show's picked up as well. It basically has allowed me to continue to to do this job. It gave us like such a foot in the door, that track. It really did. At one stage we decided to make a remix of it, and I think that was in like 2009 or something, and it was simply the main reason we made this remix. We never released it. We just made this remix because we were so over hearing that original version, because it was made in a day, in 4 or 5 hours. There were so many things that we could hear wrong with it in the future, so we tried to correct those in like 2008, 2009, something like that. Part of the reason was that, and part of the reason was just to freshen it up for ourselves, you know, to keep playing it out. We needed to have something new, a new angle to it.
The first ever electronic music show on Hauraki. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Hauraki.